You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, 8:07 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Less than 2 weeks away from Ed Alexander's retirement party. Delayed a few months, and so we're going to be at the fabulous Stardance Center in Marana. Food by Wendy from Chef Chic. Element 119 is going to provide some great live music, and it's going to be spectacular. You can call Wendy at the Chef Chic, 406-2757, 406-2757, or go to her website and do azchefchic.square.site, and you can buy your tickets online. So, another man who knew did a lot of time with Ed Alexander, my good friend Joe Higgins,
good
is here.
Good morning, Mr. DeSimone.
Welcome back,
and
sir.
And I miss Ed. We keep in communication.
Absolutely.
He's good. Enjoying retirement. He's grandpa. Loving that.
He's a grandpa. Yeah. He's doing a lot of volunteer work with his daughter at the Southern Arizona Red Cross. And he's doing a lot of work with the Tucson Musicians Museum.
Awesome.
A Hall of Fame that he with George Howard.
Awesome.
So he's doing a lot of that. So he's good.
Hey, I just got my alarm on my phone. This is a wake-up call. Liz Cheney, time to get up. You're no longer in leadership. I know you're sleeping a little bit, but time to roll up and get going.
I'm
going to
do it for you.
Good morning, Liz.
And we have our Vail school parent here, Anastasia.
Oh, my God.
Say it one more time.
Tsatsakis.
Tsatsakis.
Yeah, that's good.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
So Joe went after Liz Cheney already in your first.
I know.
Just waking her up. Time to wake up. This is Wake Up Tucson.
Newly retired. Maybe she'll be able to sleep as long as Joe does.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
that's hilarious.
You came on our radar a couple weeks ago because of what's going on with the frustration of parents with school masks, right?
Not just that. It's other things now, too, but yes.
Well, you know, you peel the Band-Aid off and you see a little bit more of the wound, as they say. And we know that Governor Ducey said, hey, there are no mask mandates in the state of Arizona anymore, right? Mm-hmm. And then what happened was you had the county kind of stirring the drink on this, saying, oh, we're not going to pay attention to the governor's, lifting that.
Mm-hmm. Which the county controls your health code stuff, so they can have the ability to shut you down. So it puts everybody in this weird conundrum where governors like DeSantis basically came out and said, no county, no city ordinances supersede mine, and gave some clear directive. Our governor kind of left it loosey-goosey.
Well, yeah, and that was the biggest problem. And like I said last time I was here, this goes beyond just the school boards. The school boards are acting tremendously badly. Now, I'm going to give a shout-out to the school boards around Pima County that had the actual foresight and wherewithal to be able to lift these for these kids once and for all. This is what it's about.
Which ones have? Where is that at now? Do you know?
It was, oh my gosh.
I know, like,
it's just like some in Cochise County and some in the other counties.
Nothing in Pima, though.
Nothing in Pima.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately, nothing in Pima. That's all I can speak to. But I do read, I do see where other Arizona county boards around Pima County have lifted them.
Now, has the county here played hardball, Chris? Or is he, how's it been handled?
I always think it's right. So there's the fear of the county, right? And then what happens is you have school boards who the number one person they're listening to is the school's lawyers.
Sure.
Right? And the lawyers say, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. This is not worth it. This is not worth it. Because they're going to be... The lawyer doesn't give a flying crap about your kid's mental or physical health.
No, they don't give a... No, they don't.
Which is like... This is my argument with the Fauci, right? He's an epidemiologist. Everything looks like a virus.
Well, he claims to be.
And everything needs to be shut down, right?
Right.
So when you have an issue like this, bring an economist in. Bring a small business SBA person in. Bring other doctors in to have a debate. So when you leave the room, everybody looks at the impact
of
mental health. They look at the impact of the economy. They look at the impact of the virus.
Absolutely. Well, let's make it very clear, though. This is not about the virus. This is not about the virus. This is about total and complete control over a situation that they are losing control over. I'm going to make that comment every time. This is gone beyond I know the governor lifted the mandate for the masks, but again, he left it loosey-goosey for the schools, and I did not appreciate that. And then this coming on, afterwards, just this last week, if you guys all have been paying attention, the CDC is now on the hook because it was found by a FOIA request with another organization that the AFT, as I mentioned last time,
the Teachers Union,
is in cahoots with the CDC, and they created the verbiage for the CDC because they're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to say, so we'll just let you guys do it. No, that's...
Now, wait, I can't trust science anymore?
No, unfortunately, you know, my conversation, you can't, not when it's 99.97% right. curable.
Chris
and
I had this
fixable.
Talk earlier. Are we going to do a postmortem and look at all the breakdowns in federal government and science and doctors? Are we ever going to look at this postmortem when it's all over and say, man, we blew that, or we could have done better here? Because the next one comes, we're all going to be like, I don't think I'm going to believe you on the next one.
I don't think that's if I was anywhere near the governor's office or been a governor, I would have never let it get this far to begin with. I would have been like a Kristi Noem or a DeSantis, more along that line. I mean, yeah, you know, take cautions originally because no one really knew the extent of this thing.
But there was enough data coming at us.
There's been data for over 8 or 9 months now as things have finally settled, and the proof is just not in their favor. It's just not. There's too many things that were shoved under the rug. You've got doctors, you've got nurses, you've got, like you said, you know, attorneys and other professionals having their licenses threatened if they go out and speak against, because they are the ones in the front lines.
So
the front lines know that it's not the way it was put out there.
I want to get back to Governor Ducey for a sec.
Yeah.
So he does the mandate, lift the mask mandate, right?
Right.
But then he doesn't have anyone's back. Right. Mm-mm. So that's my thing, is that so when you have school
parents... Well, he has somebody's back, but it wasn't ours.
When you have school parents or businesses that are getting threatened by the county or even their own, or parents who have to, they're hitting up against their school boards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the idea that when you go to him, it's like, hey, didn't you lift the mask mandate? What are you going to do to help us in this situation? And I don't know when that happens, because I keep saying that his crew... He just has to come out and say, look, school boards that want to lift the mask mandate, I got your back. Just say
right,
it.
Right.
Right. This is like Sam Kinison in Back to School. Say it. Right. Just say it.
But Chris, it's the same with, look at your restaurant owners and the pressure they're under. DeSantis basically came out and said that the cruise, because that's a big part of their economy, the cruise is launch and land in Florida.
Right.
He came out and said, CDC, stop. We're going to let the cruises to come and go through our ports. Mm-hmm. You got to be that bold, because your economy is on the knife's edge.
Correct.
And if you don't figure this out, you're going to lose a lot of restaurants. You're going to lose a lot of small business guys that will never, ever come back.
You guys have to know, though, too, that in having done a lot of searching and reading and observing, over 45%, and I think I mentioned this last time, too, 45% of our small businesses have tanked in Arizona alone.
It's a shame.
You guys, seriously, think about that number.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are people, small business owners. I don't care if they have one location, two locations, three locations, okay? This has a trickle-down effect. Sure. Everything that these governments are doing, all the alphabet soup governments, I'm going to call them that, because they are all guilty. This goes not just to the school boards, but it's all of them.
Yep.
Department of Health locally, especially with Pima County, shame on all of you. And then you have the Arizona Department of Health. Oh, for God's sakes, please. You guys need to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Ducey, shame on you. You just falls on your shoulders squarely because you govern this state. You should have listened. We've been calling, emailing, writing. We've been begging Ducey. I called so many times.
Joe has named our governor Goldilocks. Right? Can't be too hot, can't be too cold, it's got to be just right.
He wants to be state number 25, whatever that choice is.
Well, you know,
good and bad, right and left, whatever
and
it
so
may be.
Good luck with that.
He set this dangerous precedent last year when the numbers were getting a little kooky, right?
Lies.
He said, we're going to do this thing. We're not going to have a state mask mandate, but I'm going to let all these communities... Let them do the mask mandates. I'm going to empower you, right? Where a month before, in a press conference, when someone was hitting him about Tucson and the city of Phoenix, saying, why don't you let them do mask mandates? He did the finger. He pointed at him,
right?
And he said, I'm the governor, whatever I said goes. But when things got hot, he said, whoops, right? This is too hot. So the thread, the needle was, I'm going to let these people, the school boards and the city of Tucson and Pima County, make the decisions. And he let the cow out of the barn right now.
That was the danger zone right
and
there.
And that's what we're still living with that decision to this day.
Right. And we fault him for that big time.
The idea that he doesn't have your back on the parents' back on this is going to be going to be one of his legacies.
And if you're on the right side of the aisle, the new politics is bright, bold colors.
Right.
We are done with the shades of gray, right? That's why the DeSantis is being talked about in 2024.
Well, because
Governor Ducey was on that path at one point with Pence and all the Koch brother guys.
Right.
You need the bright, bold colors. That's what the electorate's looking for. Give us some leadership. You know, everybody can do the whole wishy-washy thing, but where are we
going? This is why whenever in the old days when you'd go to any sort of cafeteria-style thing, no one ever gets the vanilla pudding. All right. 8:17 in the morning. Joe Higgins, Christy Simone, Anastasia's here, our fired up veil parent.
Woohoo!
When we come back, I want to talk to you as a parent.
Yes.
Right? What is your advice to other parents?
Oh, I've got a lot. Can't wait.
She's got a lot.
I do.
I know she does. 8:17 in the morning. Chris and Joe, Anastasia, give us a call. 790-2040. Wake up. All right. 8:23 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Our good friend Joe Higgins is back for some memorable radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. And we have Anastasia, our Vail school parent.
Good morning, everybody.
Now, Joe Higgins, where do we think this goes over the next 30 to 60 days, the whole mask mandate, not just for schools, but
it's getting so hard to use the numbers to justify wearing them. And you have so many of these bold, bright colors and a DeSantis kind of thing that in Texas have both kind of early on said we're done and they haven't seen spikes and things have gone through. Virus is going to virus and all those kind of things. I think there's going to be tremendous pressure. Groups like yours is a great grassroots up top from a Vail. But if all your small business people, it's got to go.
It's a community
away.
Effort. It has to be done. And the sad thing is they're being crucified.
Yep.
They're being crucified out in public like we are for being all these crazy mob types and all these, you know, dissenters. But that's not the case. We are literally fighting for our lives right here, whether it's your business life or for our children.
Yep.
Or for the parents. The parents have a Bill of Rights here in Arizona. I want every parent within the sound of my voice to hear that. You have a parental Bill of Rights, which includes governing and monitoring your own child's medical and physical health. This is not for the board to decide. This is for the parent to handle.
Puts the child in such an amazing tough spot because they know what you feel. Your kids know what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
They know what it is to be compliant in a school setting. Just puts them in a tremendously difficult position, and it sucks that we're even having these.
But you know what? This is on them too.
You're
because
teaching
they
your
don't
kids
have
some good stuff too. About
we are.
To do it. Yeah.
We are.
I think here's my prediction because Gavin Newsom came out yesterday under recall in California. June 15th is when he's going to let everything go.
Too bad.
That's my prediction. I think he's the first big blue church, big blue fat county state to say we're going to get rid of it, and then they're all going to domino through. That's, you can mark the tape, but I think June 15th, the whole country opens up. Fauci's starting to back up now. Some of the senators, Democrat and Republican, are going after the CDC pretty hard about their choices.
So we got Huckleberry, Grijalva, that idiot Matt Hines. That guy is...
God, he's such a... sorry.
He's a zealous turd.
He needs to have his license revoked.
Who knew I was going to put those words today?
You need a big
zealous
blue,
turd.
You need a big blue church, big blue one to step out. And it's Gavin Newsom in California. It's as big as you can possibly get. June 15th, this will all be over.
In the end, you guys, as parents, right, either you have to pull your kids out of the school.
Which is already happening.
Right? Not just literally pull... Maybe even, like, I know it'd be very disruptive, but if you're going to talk the talk, you got to pull them out of the school or civil disobedience.
The single biggest growth factor right now in the country is homeschool. All over the country.
Number one.
Number two, there's like 13 or 14 states that are doing what's called backpack funding. So the money follows the child. You can go to private, you can go to charter, you can go wherever you want. There's a lot of momentum right now for parents just like what you're going through here to say, give me a relief valve. Whether it's the type of things you're getting taught in your school and or this not opening.
So in the end, you have to have students, who are willing to not wear their mask and have security throw them out of the school.
And that's, you know,
that's what has to happen.
Been happening.
If you want this to break, you want on a cell phone video, I want to see Vail School District put their hands on a kid and drag them out.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Unfortunately, I never want to see that, but it probably has to happen in order for them to wake the hell up, because they're not listening to the parents or the students. And I got stories about students I'm going to tell you in a second.
But here's the thing. They're calling all your bluff. They are. Mm-hmm. All of you parents who are, whether you're silently complaining or doing your crap on Facebook, or you're like these good parents in Vail, right, who are going to all these meetings and whatever, they're all calling your bluff. Mm-hmm. Okay. The only way you can call their bluff is to put them in a situation where they're going to have to physically drag your kid out of school. Mm-hmm. That's where you're at. Until that moment happens, or you actually recall them. Like, if they think you're serious about a recall, right? You pull the papers and they see recall every one of the Vail school, whoever they want to, on every corner in Vail, mm-hmm. then they'll get real.
Right.
But until that happens, mm-hmm. they're going to keep calling your bluffs.
Yeah. And there is a VUSD recall going on right now for Aiken and Carruth. Callie Tippett's next on the chopping block, and there's a couple others, you know, that are left that are going to have to go. And all of them, in my opinion, are going to end up having to go unless someone on the board seriously stands up and says, I've had enough. I'm not going to be silent about this anymore, which there's been attempts, you know, by Chris King to do that. But the problem is, that is still not happening. They may think that, but they're not doing anything and backing up the parents. And we, the parents and the students who are also being ignored by all these boards. I was telling you a little bit earlier about the group of teenagers in high school in Scottsdale that attempted to go to their board. Kids, teenagers in high school, not the parents, but the teenagers, because they're mad. They said, why did you put these masks back on? We don't want to wear them. We've got 2 weeks left of school. What in God's name are you doing? And all they got was, thanks for your comments. Goodbye.
Right.
And then they turn around and walk away.
This is it.
This is sick.
Let's get Drew on before we run. Well, actually, we got a minute left. Drew, hold on. We're going to run into bottom of the hour news. Joe Higgins, Christy Simone, Anastasia from one of our school board parents from Vail, and fighting the right fight here. So when we come back, we'll continue a little bit more on this. On it's going to up to the human beings to get out of here.
Yep.
If you're waiting for elected officials, ain't happening anytime soon. Here we go. Little Grandmaster Flash for my boy Joe Higgins. Mm-hmm. He used to roller skate the crap out of this song at Skate Country.
I had this cassette. That's how old school this is.
Oh. Hey, skating's still a thing, I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness.
This is my introduction to rap. Loved it.
Joe is walking the mean streets of Flowing Wells while he was listening to this cassette on his... Did you have the yellow Walkman that was supposedly waterproof?
Of course I did.
We all had those. Yeah. Come on.
Of course I did.
That was the thing, or the big boom.
Did you have a boombox?
Of course.
Yes. I did.
Yes.
I did.
Of course.
All right. We'll be back. Yes, that's Duran Duran covering White Lines with Grandmaster Flash.
Love it.
Anastasia just raised another notch in my book. She's a Durani that used to scream at Duran Duran concerts in the old days.
God, I was. I am big not hair? Ashamed of that either.
Did
thank
you have big
you.
Hair and shoulder I pads?
Did. I had the yes, I did, and unashamedly so.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Now, before we get the phone calls,
how about Howard Jones at the TCC?
Oh my
caught
gosh.
His at the peak of his
Howard
world.
Jones, love
dream
Howard
into
Jones.
Action.
Okay,
yeah.
that has to be another conversation on another show.
Hopefully, as Howard once said, things could only get better. Now, anyway,
yes.
So Billy number two just sent me this. You guys are going to love this. Talking about leadership.
Uh-huh. Bright, bold colors, Chris? Are we going to go to bright, bold colors?
You want bright, bold colors? I got it for you, buddy.
Shades of gray?
Standing on the hill, plant the flag.
Mm-hmm. Governor Ron DeSantis has announced that he will pardon all Floridians who have been prosecuted for failing to wear a mask or socially distance.
Yeah. I'm clapping out loud. Yes, that's me.
Just keeps coming.
I know a couple of Doug Ducey's guys. God. Remember I told you the guys this 6 months ago?
Uh-huh.
Do what DeSantis does.
Right. Just get his Twitter feed and whatever DeSantis
all
does, be right behind
him.
All
you have to do, or pull a Christie. No, she never even shut her state down.
Look, Doug, you're not running for re-election.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the moment you get on your little pipe hole there and go, hey, buddies, I will pardon anyone who gets prosecuted.
How about the businesses that are being threatened and shut down? And how about all the doctors and nurses that were being threatened with having their licenses pulled by the health department because they're speaking out?
Yep.
Come on, Doug. As a parent, in this state. You should be ashamed. Step up, please. I'm asking you. I'm throwing the gauntlet. Please step up and do something.
Well, we showed our wrong bad colors, right? We were a constitutional republic that started looking a little totalitarian in spots.
Yep.
Right, and that's a bad place to be sliding down.
That is. So.
Well, and there was a point in time we all didn't know, and we erred to the point of caution, which is how we open this up. Mm-hmm. By now, we have enough data and enough statistics on herd immunity and who it affects, and obesity and age and all those kind of things. It's time now to look to the science, real science, not what we're kind of getting filtered. In fact, that's when you see a Sanjay Gupta come out on CNN and start challenging the CDC. Mm-hmm. You start seeing sitting senators start challenging the CDC about their real science. Then you start to realize we're being played, which, well, of course, many of us have seen this for a while.
The House Republicans are going after them too now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. More and more are coming to the point where this is not sounding right.
All right, let's go to the phone, 790-2040. Let's go to the queen of the Libertarian Party, Drew Heaton. Drew.
Hey, Drew.
What's up, troublemaker?
Good morning. Oh, so good to hear your voice, Anastasia. So thanks for taking my call, Chris. I love hearing that the parents are stepping up and citing Arizona revised statutes, but I wanted to let you know what happened last night at the Tankaverde School District meeting. I don't know if you've heard about that. There wasn't as much support. I do have some friends who are in that district, and I was at the last one that they canceled. We just sort of stood in the parking lot and chatted because last minute they canceled it at the advisement of the sheriff. So they were kind of left unsatisfied with that. But anyway, so here in the hall yesterday was their board meeting to make up for it. I'm standing there with medically exempt people who have the information from the mayor, from the governor, from Pima County that exemption should be allowed. And it wasn't even a big meeting like at Vail. I think there were maybe four parents there to talk. We could have totally followed Pima County guidelines, social distanced, all of that. But one of the interesting things that happened as a result of that is when they failed to allow these parents to go in, they handed us a paper. And so I'm reading off this paper right now. It's like, question, do the parental rights found in Arizona Revised Statutes 1602 allow parents to ignore general school district policies regarding the wearing of masks by students? Answer, no. The parental rights found in ARS 1602 allow parents, among other things, to direct their child's education in certain ways and health care decisions for their child. Mm-hmm. They do not allow parents to direct their child to not observe a rule that applies equally to all students, designed to protect all students, staff, and public, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so anyway, just so you know.
Yeah, I got a bunch of other calls, so I need you to get to the point.
Okay, so the bean counter who's sitting there saying, we have this policy and there are no exceptions, even though the county and city allow for that, you may not come in, literally admitted, I said, so you can just make a rule, let's say, you know, I have brown eyes, so, you know, brown-eyed people can't come, and he's like, yes. Anyway, it was a fascinating discussion on not understanding what discrimination is.
And I think through all this, we're all really learning what rules are and what legislative actions are and what boards do. And it's like a great civil understanding of how everything works.
Well, it's headed towards illegal things. Discrimination on many levels at this point. This has nothing to do with race, creed, color, origin anymore. This is about a lot of different things relating to what this virus situation has brought out of people. It's bad.
Drew, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I got to get a couple
more.
Have
a great day. Bye.
All right, you too. I'm going to give Joe and I a spit medal. We've been telling you for 12 years, these little boards and school boards and the things that you guys, most of you have been ignoring for years, they're the ones that really control your lives. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe a few more of you woke up to that fact. Mm-hmm. I pray. 790-2040. Let's go to Anna up in the OV. Anna, you're on with Chris, Joe, and Anastasia.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So, you know, we're talking about the masks and the school boards. And so I have been successful in my child's at Lehman, so it's a little bit different there, in telling them, you know, according to Pima County Ordinance 2020-96, my child must be exempt from wearing a mask while at school because he can no longer tolerate wearing it for medical reasons. And they said, okay. And that was it. So now my child gets to go to school every day without wearing a mask. And I've reached out to Marana School District, so I have kids there, and then all set basis, I've yet to hear back from them. So hopefully I'll have good news to report after that. But
so repeat real quick. What did you tell them to get your kid out of wearing a mask? Say it one more time.
So Here's what I wrote. I'll read you the email exactly. It's come to the point that my child can no longer tolerate wearing a mask due to medical reasons. According to Pima County Ordinance 2020-96, my child must be exempt from wearing a mask while at school. Thank you. And the reply back from the principal there was basically, okay, that's fine.
Which location does your kid go to for Lehman?
Oro Valley.
Okay, awesome.
Very good.
Anna, thanks for sharing that.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
Anna, congratulations. Let's spread that word to your other parents.
So we need to get more parents to do the same, you know, and just like you said before, maybe some civil disobedience, have the kids picked up. You know, my son, it was interesting. My son one day in Marana, at Dove Mountain, C-STEM over there, he went to school without a mask. He said, I'm going to see what happens to me. And he didn't wear the mask at all. The teachers didn't care. It was interesting. It was the students who started bullying him. Where's your mask? You're going to kill us all. You know, all these things. And I mean, it was so interesting that the teachers kind of just looked the other way, but the kids.
Oh yeah. That's rampant in all the schools. We have a big problem down here in Vail with that. And, it is a problem. Absolutely. You're right. And it's awful and it needs to stop.
Well, the politicians have found another thing to put American versus American.
Mm-hmm.
So, thanks a lot, jackasses.
Bingo, Chris.
Anna, thanks for the great call as always. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Take care. 790-2040 is the phone number. Another thing that they found?
Basically, the teachers don't like these. The kids don't like these.
No,
the principals don't like these. Nobody likes these, man.
Nope.
These are not like, hey, I want to have control by wearing masks. It's fear of the county pulling your health code or your lawyer at Vail saying you're going to get sued or something stupid. Nobody likes them, Chris.
Yep.
So give any excuse. This 22-96, whatever. Great.
And you guys, all we're asking for as parents is choice. This is all we've been after. All we want them to do is give the parents and the students a choice. And I'm talking students. I mean the older students. And even the younger students are recognizing it, too. They're like, Mama, Dad, hey, you know, I don't want to wear this anymore. Why do I have to keep wearing it?
Right.
It's stupid. Give us the choice.
Right.
Good grief.
That's what's behind it on the operation side
sure.
of these school boards and presidents and lawyers. It's fear. It's fear. It's I don't want to get sued. I don't want to lose my
Well, you know what? They're going to get sued and they're going to lose their money in this coming school year if they don't do something and stat because it's going to happen. And to Anna's point with what she just talked about with how she got her kids with the mask exemption with Pima County, we've tried that. Several students and several parents have tried to send their kids to school with that in Vail. Vail refuses. They are threatened to the school level to not allow any exemptions.
Any of these made
None.
It up to a court, the Supreme Court, Arizona Court, Superior Court? Has any of these gone
so.
Anywhere?
No,
so.
It
that's
hasn't.
What has to-
and I've contacted a few attorney agencies, and none of them will touch it. But I do have another outlet that we are going after as we speak after this weekend. And most likely, we will have representation
so
soon.
So the Supreme Court of the United States punted on a number of these, except for a lawsuit in California about churches gatherings.
Right, the
and
churches,
they
won.
The needle.
They won.
Did, but it wasn't like this defining thing, which sucked. But
it was enough.
Clarence Thomas basically came out and said, this is it, man. This is, or was it Aito? This is the First Amendment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ability to worship, ability to free speech. This is one that should come to us.
Right.
So.
Well.
This ultimately will be a court decision somewhere. And then you give immunity to the vaccine folks. You give immunity to this. But yet as an employer, I've had to mandate my employee to get a shot.
But
what's my immunity to that? Am I going to get sued by labor law for not doing it and or doing it? There's so many slippery slopes going on out there, guys, with
OSHA
this issue
thing,
that we're really not even talking about. It's all just jam. But what's the science say? Do we know what the real science is? What's the courts? The courts aren't weighing in very closely on this stuff.
Do you know what the problem is? I'll tell you what the problem is. Money. Everything is being incentivized. The schools,
So that's an interesting question.
Everything.
So the CARES Act money that the schools get, were there handcuffs on there in relation to masks?
It was floated money. It was thrown money.
They're just using it as they want to towards certain things.
Most of those come with handcuffs. They'll say you have to.
They did come with handcuffs originally because they admitted in the school board meeting just this past Tuesday that I was at, the school board was talking about exactly that with the CARES money. And they said, well, rather than putting it towards PPE and all these little plastic dividers and sanitizers, because that's where they put all that money, because they had to retrofit the schools to accommodate all that crap. And then they had to accommodate for extra teachers because they don't have enough teachers to do the online and do the in-class teaching. these people are ridiculous. They're so stupid. They weren't
but
even
they were,
putting
they
thought
left
into
each
it.
School district to decide that. They didn't tell them you had to wear a mask. No. And, which most federal dollars have these nuggets to them.
That was the other alphabet soup people. That was Pima County Department of Health. That was Arizona Department of Health. That was actually where a lot of this stems from, is from Hoffman and her goons up there at the Department of Education.
Let me ask you a
quick
question before we go to break. We got to get a couple more calls. Mm-hmm. But when you said that Vail school parents sent kids with the medical letter that Anna referenced, mm-hmm. and they were threatened by the school, what does that mean specifically? What did they say to them?
They were told absolutely not, that there's no lift, there's no flexibility. Every single person has to wear one. And I think what to the fear part of that is, if they let one kid come in without one, all the kids are going to want to be without one. And that's what they're afraid of.
All right, let's go to break. 8:47 in the morning. Joe Chris. Hi, I'm
Anastasia.
Chris. That's Joe. Anastasia. After 12 years, I figure I'd know how to do this crap. So.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
You got about a million Chris's and Joe's in your life too.
I do.
Oh gosh.
So that's very true. So, all right. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. We'll be right back, and we're going to continue with this discussion of you got to learn how to free yourselves. Yes. That's where we're at. Wake Up Tucson. All right. Willie Cover and Nat King Cole, Stardust. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.
The only Willie album I've ever bought. I bought Waylon and Willie, but this one was my only solo of his.
Yep.
So many good songs.
We
is
just
this all Nat Cole covers? Or is it,
no. It's kind of standards.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of those kind of Sinatra kind of standards out there. So.
And it was a CD, Chris. Remember those things?
I do remember CDs. Do you remember CDs, Anastasia?
Oh, my gosh. I go back to records, my yes, friend. I had 45s. I had the 33s. Yes. I had the LPs.
I remember making mixtapes, right, on my
yes.
TDKs, and then you had to break the tab so it could never be changed again.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my. You're bringing me back.
Well, next time you come back, the three of us will do 80s reminiscence week.
Yes.
So.
And I'll even dress the part.
Oh.
Makeup and the big hair.
You better bring that hair. So.
Shoulder pads.
790.
Throw my mullet out by the way. We'll see.
Get your mullet handy.
Business in the front and party in the back.
Kentucky waterfall. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lily, who's been waiting patiently. Aww. Lily, good morning.
Hi, Lily.
Good morning. Good morning to you all, and thank you for informing me. It's hard to get all the facts straight, mm-hmm. but oh my gosh, I have grandkids now that are in grade school, and of course my children are dealing with that aspect of homeschool or not to homeschool, but mm-hmm. I cannot believe the indoctrination and the control.
Oh,
I think
gosh.
You hit upon the control, and I cannot mm-hmm. believe how the money, you know, follow the money trail.
It's
infuriating.
It. Mm-hmm.
And what really, and you guys have the pivotal role here, because as I listen to your show, it's wrapped around, you know, public service announcements from the government to get your 12 to 15 year olds vaccinated. The CBS News is telling us,
so
you know,
gross.
It's safe. And I saw this cartoon on Facebook that at first I laughed and then I wanted to cry. Two rats talking to each other, and one saying, "Did you get the vaccine?" And the other one saying, "No, I'm waiting till they test it on the human." And
that's pretty good.
That's 100% fact.
Yeah, but I mean, it's. I really don't know whether to get mad or sad. When I go into town, I live out in Pitch Rocks. When I go into town, when I see children with masks on, it takes all I can to be polite and civil. And yesterday, I went by the. I had to drive around a couple times. That Silver Bell and Cortero. There's a park there and a library. And the first time I went around, I just needed to use my phone, and they were setting up. Two other radio stations for tents. And then the second time I went around, there was this line of cars for free vaccinations. And I'm thinking, no, not in this information society can people swallow this hook, line, and sinker to their demise. Because if something doesn't change, we are just going to lose more and more control. And that's why you guys have to continue doing this frontline battle to get the right information out, because so many people are being deceived by the media. And what I really hate, and this is my big point, because I was in the media in the 90s, actually in your studios, I see how the media is manipulating us to polarization.
It's just,
and
yeah.
I, yeah. It, it's It's disgusting.
And people have fallen for it. It's sad.
And yeah, but I still have hope.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to believe, and I still want to pray that this city, this community that I've lived in for more than 50 years, had a business for more than 40 years, have seen it. It's ups and downs. I still love this town, and I still believe there's hope, but we have got to rise up, and in the right way. So that's pretty much
great comment, great story.
Lily, great call. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Lily.
Yeah, and I'm excited about the Tucson Music Museum, so tell me more when you guys get a chance.
You got it. Have a good day.
All right. YouTube. Bless.
Super important that we all put this in context. The traditional media outlets are declining in listenership. The, the Hollywood thing is kind of up.
They're desperate.
The sports stuff, we talked about that earlier, is leaving. Someone like a Joe Rogan, who is a left of center guy, Joe Sixpack, has the highest listened to podcast on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he deviates from the blue church and the big narrative, they come at him like with a gauntlet.
Right.
That's because there are a lot of people looking for real information. CNN's ratings are down to 800,000 on primetime.
Wow.
6 months ago, they were 2.7 million. They're up in the top 10. People are disconnecting, and they're looking for other alternative sources to get real information. And the job of schools, regardless of masks and all this debate, is to teach these kids to think critically, to know a little sense of history, and to be able to read an article and say, well, that looks like fake news. And I'm going to look a little deeper and go a little further.
Yep.
This device in our pocket has a double-edged sword.
Yep.
It's the most information we've ever seen in our lifetime, and the entire history of humankind is sitting in your pocket. We weren't able to Google it when we were kids.
No, we had encyclopedias
these kids now have
and
it,
books.
Right. So this is powerful. We have to teach these kids what that means and how to discern that.
Yeah, they got
to
navigate through the trash.
And they're trying to get them on greed, envy, likes. I want to be a Kardashian. That's envy, right?
Well, here's the thing.
Go deeper.
I'm going to tell everybody with an earshot of my voice, and I'm going to keep saying that. RRR. Research, research, research. You cannot be an armchair quarterback and read headlines and go, oh, okay, that's the truth. No, 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 and no.
Shut off the TV.
Shut off the TV. Yep. Do your own research, for God's sakes. Read the articles all the way through. And you know, I'm gonna say something else really quick. I want to thank the Tucson Police Department personally for being so courteous and kind to those of us who went to the Vail School Board meeting on Tuesday. No one was arrested. No one had to be let out. They were there. No one was a mad mob, you know, as we've been called in the past. We're not that. We're parents,
Anastasia,
first and foremost.
Thanks for the advocacy out there.
Thank you so much, Chris. This is so important.
We'll do it again. Me and Joe will do the 80s one day. Joe, thanks, buddy.
Absolutely.
Remember, it's going to take a sit-in one day, like in the civil rights. There's going to be a sit-in where
high schoolers listen.
It's going to have to happen. Tomorrow, we're doing a show. And I can't even tell you who's coming on. It's Sean McCluskey's bachelor party on the air. That's for reals. Dancers, animals.
Is that
everything.
A pole over there?
Wake up, Tooth.